What was that first thing?
It's like a motorcycle starting.
Oh.
Dude.
That's a terrible motorcycle.
Three times in a row. Dude, it's a dude motorcycle, man.
It is Friday.
It is.
On 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
And it's going to be kind of insane. We got a lot of stuff going on. For example, we're still going to get you in to see Metallica. Sometime after 5, Matt Pinfield's going to be hanging out with Lars, and we'll have him talk to them for a while, and then we'll give you some tickets sometime between 5 and 5.30 to go to the show.
All right.
Unbelievable. Also, supposedly about 4 o'clock or so, we're going to be talking to Mammoth, to Wolf.
Yes.
Van Halen.
Love him so much.
Very, very cool. So talk about his show that's coming up. He's got a couple things on his plate.
Yep.
And we'll talk to him about that.
We have the All Request Fest.
That's right. Party song.
Coming up later this afternoon like we do on Fridays. Costco is giving refunds for alcohol. I'll tell you about that.
Okay.
It's kind of weird. The latest social media craze. And People Are Dumb, coming up next on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We need to call Dave the King of Mexico later, maybe, because last night at Disneyland, which was great, by the way.
Nice.
It was really fun.
California Adventure was a good time then.
We were standing in line, a short line, and he looked at Goofy on the wall, and he said, "Goofy's a cow, right?"
A cow? That's he said it was a cow?
That's what I said.
A cow?
You think it's a cow?
That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
A cow?
Yes.
It's a dog.
Right.
100% a dog.
It's a cow.
Wow, was he just messing with your head?
I don't know.
King of Mexico likes to screw around a little.
He does, I think. Yeah. I'm not positive, but he thought Goofy was a cow.
Yeah, so you want to call him and give him a bad time?
I think we might need to a little bit later on. Right now, it's People Are Dumb.
People Are Dumb. A dumb dumb, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Bing!
King of Mexico thought.
I was wondering if that's you. That seems like the one to
that's
go.
That's the story.
We're good there. You can't get any dumber than that.
Arkansas men arrested for shooting each other while wearing bulletproof vests.
Oh, man. You know, you've seen the old film of them testing.
Yes.
When they were brand new. And it's just like, they're so close. And it's like, you don't even know this is going to work.
Right.
And they did it anyway.
Two Arkansas men faced charges after allegedly shooting each other during a night of drinking. What a surprise. Each man tried on a bulletproof vest.
Right.
Charles Eugene Ferris, 50, and Christopher Hicks, 36, were both arrested Sunday on charges of felony aggravated assault.
Well, since they were both arrested, one of them didn't do what I always say when I watch a zombie movie and say, shoot him in the head!
No, that's true. No, they're both alive.
You know, yeah, exactly.
The sheriff's department took the initial report at the hospital, and this is the story that they came up with to try and throw the police off.
Okay.
Ferris said he was hired to protect an asset, in quotes, who paid him $200 to follow him into the woods at Hobbs State Park. Ferris said the pair went out to the woods and met another man around 10 p.m. The man approached Ferris's asset when a gunfight broke out. Ferris said he was struck 6 times, but also managed to return fire before driving off with the asset. Okay. This is the story that he's telling the police.
And the cop's sitting there going, just tell me the truth, man.
Right.
I don't want to hear all this crazy crap you're coming up
Ferris
with.
Ferris said the asset dropped him off at his vehicle.
Asset.
And he dumped his weapons and drove back to Mercy Hospital.
Mercy me, hospital.
However, Ferris's wife arrived at the hospital a short time later, telling investigators that her husband and Hicks shot each other while drinking. And then he made up that entire story.
That sounds a little more believable.
He later recanted his initial story to deputies, saying he made it up to keep Hicks from getting in trouble.
And then when he talked to his wife about it, he's like, woman, what? I had this whole story. They were totally believing it. Why?
He probably thought that they were totally
sure,
believing it.
Sure, because, you know, he seems like a bodyguard.
Of course.
Who has an ass.
He has an asset. Oh, my God. She shows up. She's like, no, they're just dumbasses.
They decided to see if the bulletproof vest worked because they were drunk enough to think it was a good idea.
Yep. And one guy got shot in the chest and it hurt.
Ow!
So the other guy put on the bulletproof vest and he shot him like 6 times.
Ow, 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 ow,
yes,
ow!
Because it supposedly hurts and they were just using 22s.
Sure. Yeah, 22s.
Yeah, 22 nice. Caliber That's semi-automatic fun. Rifle. Wow, that's
Holy
dumb.
Holy cow.
Dumbasses.
Kids, we learned a lesson to her today.
Don't shoot each other.
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Master dating is the hottest new social media trend.
I would like to date a master.
Master dating.
Tell me what to do. I thought you said masturbating.
I know. I think they're going for that
right.
misunderstanding.
Right.
It's the hottest social media craze, which is you going out on a date with yourself.
Oh, my God.
By yourself.
You and I have done that many times because we go to movies, we go to concerts, we eat at restaurants by ourselves.
And it doesn't bother us, yeah.
I couldn't care any less.
Same. Especially at a movie where you're literally not supposed to talk.
Exactly. I've never thought of that as master dating.
No. This is taking it a step further. This is taking yourself out to a nice dinner. They have etiquette rules for master dating for people who are single.
Okay.
Here is a little bit of that.
You've heard of master dating, right? Let me slow that down for you. Master dating. Like masturbating, but master dating.
Right. How dare he? Why would he say such a thing?
We get it.
It's just nasty.
We understand.
These are the things that you do to pleasure yourself.
Oh, yeah. Then they play this music.
Woo!
Woo-hoo! Master dating. And then a woman comes in, and she has some advice for us as well.
Where do they all pay?
And last but not least, no phones. Would you want your date to be on the phone with you?
No phones.
So don't do it to yourself.
Give me some more music.
Can I maybe take pictures of myself, though? Selfies? And be like, oh, I had such a great night. I mean, at some point, can I take a selfie?
I don't know. Would you want your date to be on a phone?
I mean, taking selfies? Yeah, I'd be okay with that.
Would you?
Yeah, because it's 2023.
I don't think you understand master dating.
That music is beautiful. It makes me want
to
master date.
You have to get dressed up.
Yeah.
And you have to make a restaurant reservation.
Right.
And you have to go there by yourself and treat yourself.
Doug, party of one. Doug,
something
party
really
of one.
Nice. Which is odd because don't you sort of, I guess you don't spoil yourself when you're by yourself.
Didn't these people, I think, wasn't there like a honeymoon by yourself recently where you would go out on a honeymoon? Yeah, I know we ran some woman that was talking about that. So that's the ultimate. That's if you really get along with yourself.
If you really love you.
You might want to ask you to tie the knot someday.
And then you can go on a single honeymoon.
Yeah, and then you'd spend the rest of your life with yourself. That would be nice.
That'd be so great. What a love story. Master dating. Look into it.
So you're getting ready to go see Metallica and Wolf tonight at SoFi Stadium? Or do you not have tickets? That's messed up. That's unacceptable. Kevin, do we have some more tickets?
We do. We have a last-minute pair for tonight's show.
Damn.
In the 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah, sometime after 5, we'll tell you to call, and we'll actually get you into the show tonight.
Costco has removed multiple lots of its popular Kirkland brand vodka from the shelves.
No, that's actually pretty good vodka.
Is it?
Yeah.
Amid allegations that it is leaving a bad taste in customers' mouths.
How
bad must it be for Costco to sort of remove them from the shelves?
Those weren't made out of potatoes. Those weren't potatoes.
In an email sent to customers last week, Costco admitted that recent batches of Kirkland Signature American Vodka, sold between June 12th and August 10th, did not meet the company's standards for quality.
I haven't bought any between then. What does that mean? What does specifically that mean?
It has come to our attention that the taste profile of units marked with certain lot codes may not have met expectations normally consistent with this product.
And the reason is?
It tastes bad and it smells.
No, but why does it smell?
They don't say.
Yeah, they don't say.
They taste bad and it smells.
You know, that's why you always open it last. You know, you go through the good bottle of vodka first and then you head to the Kirkland batch.
Customers complained on Reddit that the vodka, quote, tasted terrible, and others alleged it was hardly drinkable.
Wow.
And had a horrible odor.
All right, well, somebody can probably...
What is happening with vodka?
You can probably do like some sort of test on it, you know, why don't you scientists out there, you know, a lot of scientists listen to Kevin and Sluggo, could, you know, run some tests and see what happened.
Imagine you open a bottle of vodka and it tastes terrible and smells horrible.
Yeah.
And then you look over and you have a whole pallet because it's Costco.
Oh.
So you go, oh my God, we have to take this back.
But they're giving refunds.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yes.
That's because they rule. I do love Costco. I do actually love Costco.
Yes, except for not for vodka.
Yeah, not anymore.
In this particular case.
At least not for the time being.
Yeah.
So, you know, Wolf Van Halen going to be opening tonight. We're going to talk to him in just a few minutes. He's going to check in from backstage at SoFi Stadium before the show. I'm going to talk to him at like 4 o'clock or so. And then at 5 o'clock, we got tickets for you to see him opening up for Metallica tonight KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
So, Kevin, I was listening to KLOS a couple of years ago, and I heard Greg Beharrell play that song, Epiphany, from Mammoth WVH.
That song is so great.
It's so good. And it was the first time I heard it away from work, like hearing it on the radio in real life. And I was like, I mean, that is just so solid. It's such a great rock song.
It really is a great band to be opening for Metallica tonight. And we have Wolfgang on the phone. Hey, Wolfgang.
Good to talk to you guys again.
Hey, it's good to talk to you too, Wolfgang. How you been?
I've been doing good. How are you guys?
Very good. Thank you. Tell us about a beat on the Today Show.
Oh, man. That was one of the most nerve-wracking mammoth performance days I think we've had yet.
Why is that?
Because any other, like, when we did Kimmel and we also did the Today Show during COVID, that we filmed them ourselves and then sent them in.
Right.
This was straight up. I didn't sleep the night before. You roll in at 4 a.m. and you play live. Al Roker standing, watching her, just judging you right there.
You felt his judgment?
he enjoyed it. He was very cool. And Carson Daly has always been so wonderful.
Yeah, he's great too.
To us. But yeah, man, it was very nerve-wracking at the beginning because we played the song Waiting at the start. And the first 30 seconds of that song is literally just a clean guitar and me. And I was never more aware of that than in that one moment.
Wow.
Like, man, if I mess this up, everybody watching this will see.
That's a lot of pressure to have that early in the morning.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I didn't even sleep from the show the night before.
Oh, wow, you had a show the night before, and then you did the next morning you did the Today Show.
Yeah. It was nuts.
That sounds crazy. Tonight, you are opening for Metallica.
Yeah.
You just did your sound check, right? Was that, how did it feel?
Yeah, well, it was great.
Nice.
This is like our 10th show with them. We played in Europe with them, and now we're over here in the States. But this is a special show, SoFi at L.A., my hometown.
Yeah.
So very, very exciting. I've never even been here to SoFi. My mom was here a week ago. My mom and my fiance were seeing Taylor Swift like a
so they're
acting like they know their way around the place.
That's fantastic. Sunday night, you're playing the Santa Ana Observatory. Tell us about that.
Oh, man, I can't wait. We've got these next two headline shows, which we haven't really done too many. But now that the new album's out, we have a bunch of material to pull from. And it's very, very exciting. The shows have apparently been selling really well, I've been told, which is insane to see, man. I'm super honored.
Yeah, I saw that there's only limited tickets available for the Wolf Van Halen show happening at the Observatory in Santa Ana this Sunday. Hey, let me ask you a question. So you play all the instruments pretty much on everything that you record. You like to do that. What's your process for picking people that are going to play with you live?
I mean, I did that way back in 2018. You know, I found these guys, they're friends and friends of friends, and, you know, you just jam together. But the most important thing is can you live together?
Right.
Pretty much.
Do you get along?
What the touring is. Luckily, I happen to have found four wonderful musicians and people to live with.
So do you have notes for them, or you go over to the drummer and go, hey, dude,
that's not how I played it.
No.
Play
it this way.
It's important that they play it. You know, that they bring themselves into it instead of just trying to, you know, replicate what I did. I think it's important. It's a fun sort of, you know, duality. I like, you know, a lot of my favorite bands, like Nine Inch Nails, for example.
Yes.
Trent goes in the studio, does his thing, and then he hires these awesome players to give the songs a new sort of dimension live. And I think that's what we're at least trying to do.
Is that fun for you to have a band that can really play well with you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. They're the best.
Yeah.
Wolf, you said you, you know, playing here in your hometown tonight in Los Angeles. A lot of my friends in high school knew where Eddie lived back in the day, and they never went over or anything. But I'm wondering if, as a kid, did, like, Van Halen fans show up at your house when you were growing up?
That still happens today.
It still happens today.
Not cool.
No, I wouldn't think so. No.
You know, it's not a museum. It's a private residence.
Right.
You know, what can you do?
Yeah. But some of them are coming for you now, I assume.
Yeah, totally. Right.
That's pretty cool.
Did that ever put you off the idea of wanting to do all of this for a living?
I'm kind of already locked into it, so I guess I'm kind of stuck no matter what.
Nice.
Tell me about when you're getting married, can you?
Next month.
Next month.
Look at that. Congratulations.
In October.
Sweet.
October. So, we're close enough. Close enough. That's close enough to next month.
Yeah, August is almost over.
How much do you have a hand in planning that?
I'm letting her do everything.
Very wise.
Smart.
I'm so busy
wise
touring
man.
And everything. And it's like, you know what? She's like, all you need to do is show up. I'm like, that is totally cool.
Ideal.
Hey, what do you think about this? It's great. Whatever you're picking, it's perfect.
I couldn't have come up with anything better. Right. You are amazing.
Exactly.
You're a very, very smart man. Well, again, opening for Metallica tonight at SoFi Stadium and then Sunday night at the Santa Ana Observatory.
I can't wait.
Some limited tickets available. Observatory in Santa Ana. Go see Wolf.
Yeah, go get the tickets while you can. Can't wait, man. It's going to be a good time.
Great chatting with you again, Wolf.
Thank you. Likewise, man. Right, you guys take care.
You too. Have a blast, guys.
See ya.
Got one more from Mammoth WVH now. Another celebration at the end of the world. And at 5.
At 5, we're going to talk to Metallica.
Yeah, Lars is going to be backstage there at SoFi Stadium. And you might be going to that show tonight. Sometime after 5, we're going to give you a chance to get tickets and tell you to call in.
And then run to SoFi.
Top speed. See this guy and Metallica tonight. KLOS.
Friday! Man, it's Friday!
It is Friday.
Friday, hell yeah!
That is true.
I'm so happy.
And it's a special Friday because Metallica is playing SoFi tonight and we have your tickets.
And we're going to talk to Lars backstage at SoFi in just a little while. That's kind of cool.
That is kind of cool.
What's he going to have to say for himself?
Yesterday was mugshot watch. All day mugshot watch.
Yep.
And then finally saw it. And Donald Trump is trying to look mean.
Yeah, I've never seen a mugshot quite like that, but I've seen plenty of, no one ever has their normal face on, ever. They always have some sort of, what? That one was a particular strange pose.
I'm mad. I'm mad because I got caught.
How many different memes have you already seen of it? I mean, like 150?
10,000, yeah. Have you taken a mugshot?
Me, no.
Our listeners.
Mm.
I'm sure.
Have you?
Let's be honest. Yeah. No, I've never taken a mugshot.
Been fingerprinted. But I haven't had my mugshot.
Why are you fingerprinted?
No, let's just move on.
Why were you fingerprinted?
No, what?
How come you were fingerprinted?
Huh.
But you didn't take a mugshot.
No.
What do most people take a driver's license photo.
Yes.
So some people get all looking great.
Yeah.
Because it's important to them.
Yeah.
And then other people like me, I just go,
I couldn't care any less.
Same.
That's going to suck.
Same.
Every picture I take sucks.
Same.
So I don't care.
But it's like, I want the officer to know that they match.
Right.
So I look a little angry, a little disappointed.
Yeah. Wait, you don't want that? You want to look like somebody? I guess you don't.
No, though. I want it to match.
But what about your mugshot? Would you want to be pulling a face? Would you want to try and, whatever?
I don't think. I don't know.
So how did you approach your mugshot? 818-955-KLOS.
Or how would you?
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS.
But what were you?
What was your mugshot? I was just saying, I think for people who get arrested a lot,
mm-hmm.
it's probably not a big deal.
No, I shouldn't think so. It's probably like taking your driver's license.
So this is the fourth time mm-hmm. that Donald Trump was arrested.
Yeah.
First time he took a mugshot, but it was the fourth time.
Right.
And I would think that makes a big difference. I've never been arrested. I've never had a mugshot.
Right.
So I would think I would be a little frightened.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, you know who to call. We got plenty of lawyers on the station.
Yes, we do. That is true.
You wouldn't have to worry about it. They'll get you out.
So what did you do for your mugshot, or what would you do? 818-955-KLOS.
Kevin, can you still hit that high note like that?
No.
Do it. Try it.
I can't.
Will I kick you somewhere? Would that help?
Yep. I can't do it.
I'm willing
though.
To do it.
We are talking about mugshots because yesterday was mugshot watch all day long.
2023.
And you had a mugshot?
Yes. When I was 18, got arrested for driving under the influence of pot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just fresh out of high school. It was a surreal experience for me. So it was 3 a.m. and I had no idea what to make of anything that was going on.
Sure. Right. Were you still actually stoned when they snapped the picture?
I might have been, honestly.
Right. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Wow. That would be surreal.
I was just scared out of my mind.
Sure.
Honestly. Yeah. I didn't go into this like, okay, for the mugshot, I got to do this.
Right.
I was just trying to get through it,
Yeah. You didn't have a few weeks to think about it before you actually did it.
I didn't even have the day.
Almost every picture of me looks like I'm high.
That's
almost
true.
Every picture.
That's true.
Yeah. So yeah. I might as well just smoke up.
Do you still have that mugshot?
I mean, I don't have a copy of it, but I suppose if I really wanted to,
you could
copy my mugshot, please, cops.
You could tweet it to us?
Yeah, Google it. See if it's out there.
Noted. Okay, for sure. I'll see if I can see
that. Yeah, and then tweet it at us. Absolutely. Please do.
Thank you, man. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, you had a mugshot?
Yeah, I've had two.
Two.
Which one was your favorite?
Probably the first one in Bakersfield.
Why was that a better one?
I look like most people look.
You looked like most people look?
Yeah. You're scared shitless. You've never been through the process.
Right.
And then the female sheriff's department person that was booking me thought I was giving her a hard time and that I was being belligerent because she told me that I'd been in jail many, many times, and I said I hadn't. I have a common name. They ended up losing my paperwork, and I sat in there all night long.
Damn.
Wow.
Wow, that's lame. That sucks.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, she should be able to tell when she's taking your mugshot that it's your first time. That, you know, she should be gentle with you.
Yeah.
So scared. You didn't go into it with any idea of what your mugshot would be.
No.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Gotcha.
No, but this is the second time.
You did the second time.
Right on, man. Well, thanks for calling, dude. Thank you for checking in.
We appreciate
it. Take
care. KLOS, hello.
Oh, hey, how's it going, you guys?
Good, thank you. We're talking about mugshots. Do you have one?
I was on house arrest for DUI.
Mm-hmm.
I was working on my truck, and I got the motor, everything in. I decided to put it out of parking into neutral.
Right.
Took it out.
Right.
Stepped out of the truck. Truck took off. It rolled down the hill, and it hit a freaking fire hydrant at the end of our street and broke it open. I got another DUI because I ran across the street. And I broke my probation with an ankle bracelet.
Right. Mm. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So you actually have to go get the car, but you're screwing yourself.
They took the car. They took me. And I'm like, well, we all get to go somewhere.
So was that your only mugshot?
Yeah, no.
Were you happy with it?
It was okay. It was a little rough one because I was a little pissed. Kind of felt like Trump. Dude, you guys are killing me.
I'm mad about this.
Chihuahua. Right on. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
You had a mugshot. What did you plan? Did you plan the picture?
It is a KLOS rewrite. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
Metallica. Tonight, SoFi.
Hey, they're talking. What'd you say? Metallica?
Hey, shut up. They're not going to answer.
The operator.
We've heard that. They don't answer.
She has never answered without her boyfriend being there ever since 1979. Why are you still trying?
So we got your tickets for tonight's show.
Unbelievable.
With Metallica coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Right now we're talking about mugshots. You have one?
Hey, Google Huntington Beach man arrested in Will County, Illinois. And you'll see with 190 pounds of marijuana, and you'll see my mugshot in the whole nine yards.
With 190 pounds of marijuana.
Right, yeah.
What was the county again?
Will County, Illinois.
All right, we will do that. And do you like your mugshot? Were you happy with it?
Yeah, it's a good mugshot.
Has your mugshot ever ended up on any coffee cups like someone else's has? Right on, dude. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hey, a woman.
Yeah, talk to us about your mugshot.
Do you have a mugshot?
I do.
Yay!
For what?
For a good DUI, and it was not fun.
Nope.
Picture, I look very sad, I had made a very big mistake.
Right.
Later on, though, my big brother had found it and sent it to me.
Ah.
It was hysterical, and I remember, he's like, are you ready for this one? And I was like, oh, yeah, it was great. And then I see my picture and like, are you kidding me?
Wow. Of course your brother is the one to find the
I love
shot.
It.
Was that the first time you'd seen the shot?
I actually think I didn't see it. I had never seen it.
Right.
It was one of those memories you don't really remember.
Of course.
Remember that.
But then here comes your brother and's like, look what I got for you. You're going to like it. It's me.
Remember this night.
That is awesome. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you.
All right, we found this guy's mugshot.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Really?
And his story, he had it in an RV, 190 pounds of weed.
Let me see the mugshot. Okay, that's awesome. It is a good mugshot.
I'm going to post it at Kevin and Sluggo.
I think this one beats that other one that everybody was on about yesterday. His mugshot and his story, 190 pounds of weed in Illinois.
Yep. Matt Pinfield is at SoFi. We're going to talk to him backstage in a minute with Metallica.
Yeah, we're going to play you a whole bunch of Metallica and get you into the show. Sometime between now and 5:30, we'll tell you to call and get your tickets for tonight.
Let's talk about the second annual takeover of Disney California Adventure.
I had such a good time down there
last night.
I had a blast.
It was so fun.
It was. It was a good time.
I should post the picture of me on Guardians of the Galaxy ride because I look dope.
Wow, you just said dope.
I did. It didn't sound right.
I love that riot too, man. I like that feeling. There's some people that can't stand that feeling, but that's one of my favorite feelings in the world. That's why I want to go into space.
Space.
We have our former producer at the other place, Dave the King of Mexico.
Oh, nice, dude.
Who we spent the night with. Hey, Dave.
Yeah, we spent the night together.
Yes, we did.
Right to filth. Unbelievable.
What's up? We were standing in, I forget where we were standing in line, but Dave looked at Goofy.
The cartoon character Goofy, the famous dog that everybody loves.
Yes.
Yeah.
And said, Goofy is a cow?
Wow, how high were you, dude?
Did you pose it as a question?
Hold on. We were at Goofy Sky School, the second best ride at
California that roller coaster. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And I asked the question,
right.
Is Goofy a dog or a cow? I'm going with cow.
But you're joking about that.
No, he's really high.
Sort of. Okay, listen, it's a real question. Because
it's not a real question.
Yes, it is.
Goofy's been around for a while.
Kevin, he's confused. Be nice now.
Listen, Goofy is always in the situation with barn animals. And Kevin, I know you're a big
Disney fan. That doesn't make it a cow.
I know you're a big Disney fan, Kevin. So you would know that Goofy's love interest is Clarabelle the cow.
Right.
Come on.
And that makes Goofy a cow?
For the most part, I mean.
Either that or it raises some questions.
For the most part.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
did
listen. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, I mean,
No, you said listen, yeah, so we're listening. Please.
Listen, Goofy, everything he's in is in barns and cow stuff. So he has to be a cow. He's in love with the cow.
Let me ask you a question.
He's weird? Yes.
If you were in a barn, would you be a cow?
How dare you apply logic? How dare you, sir? Guys, does that make every farmer a cow?
If I'm in love with a cow, no, then I might be a cow.
No, that's troubling. That's very troubling right now.
Dave, the King of Mexico, in love with a cow.
I don't like where this is going.
Listen, okay, he might not be a cow.
Right.
But he is definitely not a dog either. He's weird. He's like this anomaly.
Classic dog.
Yes.
He's exactly a dog.
Been a dog forever.
He's a perfect dog. He's goofy, for one thing, and he's loyal, and he's goofy. I don't know what else to say.
You know what he doesn't have? Udders.
How do you know? You don't know what's underneath those pants and the shirt.
Los Angelinos Dirty Honey Won't Take Me Alive. That's their brand new thing from the Can't Find the Brakes album.
It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. Matt Pinfield is backstage at SoFi with Metallica. We're going to check in with him in a minute. And between now and 5:30, we have your last chance to win tickets for tonight's Metallica show.
Hey, it's Matt Pinfield. I'm here with Lars Ulrich. We are backstage at SoFi Stadium. Down here in L.A., and it's so good to see you, Lars.
How you been? Right back at you. I'm doing well. We're a couple, three, 4 weeks into our North American run, and just had a great weekend in Dallas, and now we're here for hopefully a great weekend in L.A. We're on the weekend. Well, not that we're not busy through the whole week, but we're playing every weekend, so it's like it's a new experience. The touring element is different than it's been for the last few years, and it's fun to be out. Everybody's happy, healthy, and the sun is shining, and we're grateful.
Tell me about this incredible set. Like, what I love about the M72 set is it's incredible spectacle. It really fills a stadium with this incredible, experience for people. Talk to me about when you guys decided to do that.
So when it came time to figure out what to do for the new record and how to go out and tour that, and, we're always trying to challenge ourselves. We always want to make sure that we don't end up on autopilot and end up just kind of going out and repeating what we've done in the past. So we took the idea of the weekend, the no-repeat weekend, two completely different sets, Friday and Sunday, and doing kind of like a residency or a takeover or whatever you want to call it. But it's cool AF, and we're having fun. And, I was thinking as I was driving out of here last night, about 2 o'clock in the morning, out of SoFi Stadium, and I looked on the map, and where we started the band in Norwalk, you know, which was sort of, I was living in Newport Beach, James was living in Norwalk, and so we started, we hung out, we sort of got it together, and then, you know, the band's base was in Norwalk, of all places, in 81 and 82. That's 20 miles from here, man. That is 20 miles from here. And so who would have thought that 42 years later, we would still be here, first of all, still be, you know, sort of somewhat functioning, and that there would be a new stadium and all this crazy, cool SoFi and a revamped Forum next door and all that, and that we would be playing, you know, two shows over the weekend, basically sold out, and that Metallica would still sort of be around and mean something to so many people. Who would have thought that 42 years ago? That is like the mind f**k of all mind f**ks, if you know what I mean. And but it's that just, you know, like as I was driving out of here at 2 o'clock in the morning, that was my thought. And we're so grateful, and we're so just, you know, appreciative, but also kind of a little dumbfounded is the right word, but it you know, you start a band because you just want to like have fun with your friends or get in the groove, or you know whatever the social shenanigans, have a few beers and be around people that are like-minded or whatever. And then almost half a century later, it's still there. I mean, it's crazy. But so being back in Southern California is definitely special, and like I said, we're 20 miles away from where it all started, so it's an extra special weekend.
Now, the No Repeat weekend, I love. Talk to me about how you and the guys decide what you're going to do. I mean, when you sat down and thought about this tour, how did you break that down with so many great albums to choose from now and the new album, 72 Seasons?
It throws a challenge your way. I mean, we started, you know, when we did these Danny Wimmer festivals a couple years ago, at that time, we were on the back of a reissue of the Black Album. So we played the Black Album in full one of those nights. This time around, we're obviously out here touring on the new album, 72 Seasons. And, you know, so there's a little more, there are a few more options, which is never good. And but we're you know, there is a few of what's, you know, what we call the toe-tapping favorites that people sort of expect us to play, and we like to play, obviously, the Master of Puppets and the Inner Sandmans of the world. And then there are the deeper cuts that we rotate through a lot of different deeper cuts, old and newer ones. And then, obviously, there's all the new material from 72 Seasons that we're diving into, and we're, I think we're 8 songs in now out of the 12 that we've played, and it's a lot of fun to play them. So 2 different sets, no songs are repeated, lots to choose from. We try to kind of mix it up as much as we can. You know, every city is different. Definitely some deeper places we can go into in terms of song selections. It keeps us on our toes. It's very challenging, but that's also what makes it exciting. And like I said, you know, I think one of the things that we like to make sure is that we never sort of end up on autopilot. I've said it for years, but you know, it's a way to kind of keep us engaged and to make sure that when we go up on stage, we're always completely focused on where we are and what's going on, rather than just kind of phoning it in. So it's definitely fun and challenging and lots of options. But you know, you have 2 set lists that you know, we're 4 months into it now, so there's a little bit of sanity in the madness in there somewhere, and it seems to have landed somewhere where it's working.
More with Matt and Metallica backstage at SoFi tonight. They're playing.
Plus, a chance to win tickets to go see tonight.
Very last second tickets.
Yeah, sometime very, very soon, we're going to tell you to call and be caller 25. Good luck to you, and here's a little more Metallica on KLOS.
Keep listening for your chance to win those last second tickets to see Metallica at SoFi tonight.
And that was 72 Seasons, title track from the new album.
Back to Matt Pinfield backstage with Lars.
Tell me about 72 Seasons. and about everybody writing and contributing to the writing on the record. It's such a powerful record. But of course, you know, with Robert being involved in the writing and Kirk, and it was all four of you this time. And usually it's you and James usually lead the way on that and have for many
years. Yeah, I mean, it's every record has its own stamp. Every record has its own dynamic. You know, the one thing I'm realizing is that all the records are related. Every record's related to the previous record and become some sort of like, I really like what we did last time, let's do more of it, or we don't really like what we did last time, so now let's do something different. So you're always using, you know, the last album as kind of a point of reference or whatever, but everybody was very engaged this time around, and there was a great communal spirit in the ranks, and obviously, like I've said, last few months, the record was given birth to at a very surreal time, a very difficult time, and with the uncertainty and the devastation of COVID and the lockdown and so on. And we were trying to figure out how to work with those shortfalls and you know, how to be creative and how to contribute. But it sort of worked itself out, and we found a path, and eventually ended up all of us in the same space, and there was just a great communal thing. I think that, you know, when you've been together with your brothers for, you know, James and I are 42 years into this, you know, with Kirk, we're 40 years into it. With Robert, we're 20 plus years into it. Obviously, there's always ups and downs, different times, different moods, different headspaces and so on. But I think that, you know, as we grow, dare I say, older, and as we, you know, kind of continue on this path, we're becoming so much more appreciative of what we have together. So I think we're just naturally just getting closer, and I think more understanding of each other and more appreciative of what we have and what we share together. So that communal energy and spirit is definitely very prevalent in the band right now, and I think it shows up, you know, on the new record also.
I just want to say the Stranger Things thing just blew me away. It take one of my favorite songs of all time, and because I've loved, you know me, Lars, I've loved every era of Metallica, and it's always been a constant for me all the way back, but it was so wild and just made me so happy to see young fans discovering Master of Puppets through Stranger Things. How did that feel for you?
It was very, very, very cool, and certainly hand on heart, unexpected. You take an 8.5 minute song that came out 37 years ago, right? If I got my math right, give or take, somewhere around there. An 8.5 minute, you know, song that's 37 years old, and that gets that kind of second wind is really crazy. But I'm so proud of the fact that it reached that kind of new audience, and especially younger kids. And I can definitely feel, and we can see it every night on stage, that there continues to be a lot of younger people who are experiencing Metallica for the first time. And so certainly that has a lot to do with it. And, you know, occasionally we'll meet somebody or get stopped on the street or somewhere, and it'll be like a 12-year-old kid, like, hey, dude, yeah, Metallica, Stranger Things. So it's really cool, and like I said, unexpected. We're trying to be more, that's a way of saying it, sort of like proactive in, you know, when we get an opportunity to have our music in any kind of TV show or any kind of show or whatever, we're trying to be more agreeable and just get the music out there and have it shared. We're not so protective of it as we used to be, but it's difficult to see. It's difficult to know which of these things. People go, it was really smart of you to do this. Well, we said yes, but there wasn't anything smart about it other than just saying yes. You know, so we say yes to almost, you know, to almost all the opportunities now to just get our music into anything that, you know, reaches an audience at any level. But you don't know, my point is that you don't know which ones are the ones that are going to sort of
move the needle.
That are going to really sort of, have an effect at that level. So Stranger Things was incredible, and we're very grateful that we got the opportunity to be a part of that. Absolutely.
It's great. Well, I want to tell you, we're really excited about both shows this weekend. And I got to say, it's been many a years. You and I have hung out. We've done some great things together, seen great shows, talked about music for hours. And I've seen you do so many incredible shows. So it's just so great to be here with you, Lars. So thanks so much for taking the time to hang out with me today.
Thank you, Matt, for rolling out. It's great to see you. And again, I can say the same thing that I say to everybody else. Here we are. We're still standing and with big smiles on our faces. So who the f*** would have thought that? Yeah. So happy days.
Thank you so much. Lars Ulrich from Metallica. We're backstage at SoFi Stadium. I'm Matt Pinfield.
Matt, thanks very much, man. Thanks, and have a damn good time with the show tonight. Speaking of,
if you can go to tonight's Metallica show.
Yes, if you can.
Be caller 25 right now at 818-955-KLOS.
No hoops to jump through, just that you can go for sure.
Don't call if you can't go tonight.
Yeah.
At SoFi Stadium. Caller 25, 818-955-KLOS. We have two things for you today. We have Wolfgang Van Halen next.
We're going to talk to him backstage at SoFi in a minute.
And then we're going to talk to Metallica in the 5 o'clock hour. And we have tickets, last-minute tickets for tonight to see both of them.
To see both of them at SoFi Stadium. Sometime after 5, we'll tell you to call. So stick around. I'm going to talk to Wolf right after this amazingly good song. I love this song. It is Epiphany on KLOS. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Brandon Espoza.
What?
Sorry. The radio's way too high right now.
All right. Me too.
Bad, right?
What's your name?
Brandon Espinoza.
Brandon Espinoza. All right. You're caller 25.
No way. You're shitting me, right?
Nope.
Oh, my God.
Can you make it to SoFi tonight?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Holy, this is perfect. It was just my dad's birthday the other day, so this is awesome.
Oh, perfect. All right.
Wait, you going to take your dad?
Yeah.
Nice. That's awesome.
That's the reason why I'm in a metal in the first place.
Oh, sweet.
Excellent.
What was his favorite band back in the day?
Oh, one of his favorite bands is Héroes de Silencio. It's like a Spanish rock band. Mm-hmm. But the first thrash band he introduced me to was Transmetal from Mexico, which is almost similar to Metallica, but... Well, but damn.
That sounds like he'll enjoy it.
Yeah, very cool. You are on your way, man. Start getting dressed right now.
All right, that's what I'm doing right now.
Wait, you're naked?
Nope.
Jeff in Irvine wants to hear Rancid.
And we want to hear from you, 818-955-KLOS for the All Request Fest, or you can hit us up on the tweet machine.
At Kevin and Sluggo. KLOS, hello.
Oh, hey. Is this the request?
Yes, it's our All Request Fest.
Or is it Metallica tickets? Two more.
No, sorry, we don't have two more.
Nice try.
No, but actually, I'll probably see Wolfgang in Santa Ana, right? You said there's still tickets?
Yeah, it's at the Observatory, and it is Sunday night, and there are some tickets available for Wolfie.
Oh, that's awesome. By the way, you guys are awesome.
Thank you, man.
I hear your show pretty much every day.
I never really listen to our show, but I'm glad someone does. Thank you for doing that.
And so, actually, I want to hear Dirty Honey, whatever you have
hell
in place.
Hell yeah. Of love course.
I saw them at your live stage.
Oh, thing. Excellent.
They are so good live, aren't they?
Oh, my. We were seriously 2 feet away, and, we're musicians, my friend and I, so it's like, are they going to be that good? They were, and then some. They were amazing.
Sean in North Hills, consider your gong banged by request. It is the All Request Fest.
Every Friday from 5 to 7, we do All Requests. It's our All Request Fest, 818-955-KLOS. Or if you're still on Twitter, at Kevin and Sluggo. Thin Lizzy, Jailbreak for Donald T.
And not for Charles Bronson. this is a little All Request Fest, and it's happening thanks to Yamaha. You can win a 2023 Maserati Grecale GT or up to $100,000 at Yamaha Resort and Casino at San Manuel in August. Details are at yamaha.com. Must be 21. Please gamble responsibly.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
It's our little All Request Fest dealie mabopper. What do you got?
Hey, listen, check it out. Okay, I want to get some Struts, the new Struts one.
Oh, great.
I love that song.
Very, very cool.
Too Good at Raising Hell.
I love that song. It's so... Oh, it's amazing. I love it.
I knew where you were going with that, and I agree.
I agree.
That's why I stopped.
It's so f***ing good.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, KLOS Radio.
Could I please hear Mr. Brownstone from Guns N' Roses?
It's Kevin and Sluggo on a Friday afternoon.
Yeah!
We play our All Request Fest. Let us know what you want to hear. 818-955-KLOS.
My Sharona from the Knack hit number one on the U.S. singles charts for the first time on this day in rock in 1979. Stayed there for 6 weeks. Jimmy Page and Robert Plant met up in a London studio to record the concert that became MTV's special Unleaded on this day in rock in 1994.